Andy, who's is that new car outside?
David.
My new office car.
I say.
Like it?
Very much. A bit different from that other old crock.
Oh, good gracious, yes. Even starting was a problem with that one.
Also on occasions with A Life of Bliss. Being the biography of a bachelor with Diana Churchill, Colin Gordon, Denise Pryor, and Percy Edwards. A motoring episode in the life of that dry young shaver, shy young driver, David Alexander Bliss, better known to us as George Cole.
I can't tell you how thrilled I felt when I first saw it.
Her. Cars are always she.
I wonder why.
The two most important things in a man's life.
Well, there may be something in that.
Believe me, there is. I remember what Tony was like when we were courting. The dreamy look in his eyes, the loving attention, standing at the door with flowers in one hand and chocolates in the other.
Sorry to interrupt, but is there a connection?
Came the day when you bought your first new car.
And?
I remember how you were then. The dreamy look in your eyes, the loving attention, standing outside with a duster in one hand and polish in the other.
A love at first sight, in fact.
Exactly. Of course, it's a different story later on.
Different?
Entirely. You'll treat them like wives.
Meaning?
Neglect them, lose all interest in how they look, and spend your time looking at all the others.
Oh, I see.
And you see the connection?
Between wives and cars?
Mm.
Oh, yes, 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 I see it all right. But there's one important difference.
What's that?
You can trade your old car in. No, not that I want a new wife.
No?
No, not for a second.
That's all right.
I prefer the vintage model.
Oh, no.
Joking, I promise. Talking about neglected wives reminds me. I thought we'd go out for the day tomorrow.
What a lovely idea.
Oh, we could go in my car.
That's an even better idea. I'm sure we could squeeze the children in somewhere, and we can always tie the pram on the back.
Tie it on the back?
And, dear, do you remember Alexander with that bar of chocolate?
Oh, dear, yes. Wasn't that terrible?
Why? What happened?
Oh, nothing, really. What color's your upholstery?
Beige.
They'd go rather well together.
Yes, that's settled then. We'll go in David's car.
Well, I'm not really allowed to use it for pleasure.
What's that, an excuse?
Yes, that's all right.
We're only pulling your leg.
Perhaps we could leave the children with Mother.
Yeah, that's a thought.
I'll give her a ring this evening.
Oh, jolly good.
Now I must get on. Supper's not ready yet, so you will have time.
Time?
You'll find a duster in the kitchen.
Polish in the garage.
Oh, gosh, how did you guess?
My dear chap, the dreamy look in your eyes. Warm and sunny with occasional thunderstorm.
Well, let's hope we miss them.
Let's hope. All set to move off.
All set.
Car ready.
All polished and correct.
I filled up the petrol. We've jettisoned the children.
Where? Just now?
Yes, mother and father can't fetch them. Nature's answer to the problem of parents being tied.
What?
Fond grandparents.
Well, what's that you've got there?
No, I bought it this morning. Touring round Britain.
Yeah, it should be jolly useful.
He's got maps and suggested routes and a brief description of each place. See? Mm-hmm. Abbeydale, Dorset, Pop 401, picturesque village set in a valley, Roman remains nearby, delightfully secluded.
Mm, obviously the place to take a girlfriend.
Well, it'd be no use taking Jill there. She's not all that interested.
In what?
Archaeology. Surprising, considering what it implies.
What it implies?
The study of inanimate objects. David, old boy, the place is secluded.
Oh, gosh, oh, so that's what you meant.
Ah.
Oh, even so, it must be 100 miles from here.
Yes, it's a long way to go for nothing. Go in here, Anne.
David, where are you planning to take us today?
Well, you know, I have a thought.
I have. I don't know why, but I suddenly thought of Blessington.
Blessington?
Does that bring back memories, darling?
Huh? Oh, yes. Oh, yes, it does.
What a wonderful day it was.
Yeah, unforgettable day.
Do you remember the cave?
Cave?
Cave.
Oh, the cave. Yes, it is. Of course I do. Yes, I can still see it now.
What can you see?
Nothing. It's too dark.
That's what I thought.
No, don't be silly. I'm only joking. It's a charming place.
Enchanting.
All right, then. That's where we'll go.
Of course, it may have changed.
Oh, not all that much.
I know Tony has. He was quite romantic then.
Do you remember the way, Tony?
Good gracious, yes, I haven't changed that much.
I wonder if you do remember.
The way?
Blessington.
Well, how could I possibly forget?
I don't know, but you always do.
No, not this time, bless your heart.
Mm-hmm. Oh, dear, you have changed. I'll go and finish getting ready. Are we calling for Jill?
No, she's coming here.
Oh, good.
Bless you. What's that? Have you forgotten how to get there?
Forgot I've ever been there.
But I thought it brought back memories.
It does. Birthdays and wedding anniversaries. Unpleasant memories.
Unpleasant? Yeah, I didn't remember them either.
I've got to think quickly.
Well, it's not all that important, surely.
My dear chap, you don't understand. This could mean the end of a perfect day.
The end? It hasn't started yet.
No, but any minute now.
Wives expect you to remember these things, and believe me, there are no excuses.
Well, what happens if you're an absent-minded professor?
Wouldn't make any difference, old boy. Now, let me think. I know, where's the family album?
Why, well, what are you going to do?
I've always enjoyed... Oh, here it is. Enjoyed a good detective story. It may stand me in good stead.
Well, what on earth's that got to do with the photograph album?
What were we doing in Blessington on that particular day? That's the mystery, and I've got to solve it.
So?
I'm looking for clues. Snaps taken while we were there.
Oh, gosh, oh, I see. Then you might be able to...
To reconstruct the scene of the crime.
Except that there's been no crime.
No, but there has. A lapse of memory. And that's particularly serious in my case.
Why?
I hold the lapse record.
Totally.
And Ted, sorry, it was one of those nervous jokes. Oh, if only I had something to go on.
Oh. Blessington, Sussex. Pop 864. Small but historic seaside resort with...
I say, yes, that's an idea.
Oh, I told you it'd be useful.
Yes, very. Read on.
Historic seaside resort with fine stretch of sand. Quaint old 14th century inn, the Mermaid, recently restored, was once the haunt of smugglers, as were the many caves...
Of course, it all comes back to me now.
Oh, jolly good.
Anne's right. It was a wonderful day. One of those lovely September days, you know, warm, not a cloud in the sky. Do you know, it must be, 7 years ago now, and yet I can picture it all quite clearly. The secluded cave, the sea shimmering in the brilliant sunshine, Anne looking quite lovely in a white dress with some sort of floral design, strolling along the beach together, hand in hand, clambering over the rocks. Oh, a beautiful day. Not a cloud in our sky.
Oh, gosh.
How did I sound? Convincing?
Well, yes.
Splendid.
Why, how much do you really remember?
I think I remember the inn.
And all the rest was
pure deduction from this. Look. A snap of Anne taken at Blessington.
Oh, yes. I say, she does look lovely. Mm-hmm. Hey, but I still don't understand.
Oh, my dear chap, simple if you know how. Look, now study it carefully. Note the date underneath. September 1950.
Mm-hmm.
The fact that Anne's not wearing a coat.
Mm-hmm.
The brightness of the print itself. Obvious clues indicating what?
A lovely, warm September day.
The mystery solved.
Yeah, not quite, you know.
Where?
How about strolling along the beach together, hand in hand?
I was romantic then, remember?
Clambering over the rocks.
You can see them. There, in the background.
Good gracious. It's as simple as dialing 999.
As quick, too. Under a minute.
Amazing. It had me completely fooled.
Oh, sorry about that, but I thought I'd try it out on you first.
Oh, that's all right. It's a pity Psyche wasn't here. You could have tried it on the... No, perhaps not. Honestly, it sounded terrific. Well, you described it so jolly well. I got a complete picture.
And so had I, oddly enough.
Yeah, mind you, I'm a little shocked.
Why? I mean, would you rather Anne was hurt? The day ruined?
Well, no.
Well, there you are, then. Anyway, a lot of it does come back to me.
Does it?
Well, I'm pretty sure about that inn.
But not about the secluded cave.
Well, now, that's the one thing that baffled me. After all, this is 7 years ago, and that means we've been married 3.
And?
Well, we weren't interested in geology.
Oh, Tony, I'm surprised at you. You of all people.
Surprised?
You're forgetting. It was secluded.
Yes, I had forgotten. A bit tricky, actually. I'll have to skirt around that.
You're around the cave?
I don't want to trip up.
Sorry, I don't follow.
In the dark. Now, look, better put this album away. That might give Anne a clue.
Well, I suppose I'd better hide my book, too.
Yes, might be safer.
All right, then.
There we are.
I'm jolly glad I bought it, you know. It's a wonderful guide.
Yes.
I mean, if you'll...
Fine.
Now we're only waiting for Jill.
I'm really looking forward to it, aren't you, darling?
Very much.
We can have tea in that lovely old inn.
Oh, yes. Now, what was it called now?
As if you remember.
The Mermaid.
Good gracious.
You're 14th century, isn't it, Tony?
Yes.
Please go on.
Good gracious, again.
14th century, recently restored, once the haunt of smugglers.
A veritable guidebook.
Oh, how did you guess?
Yes.
That's exactly what it is. Exactly what he is. I was just telling David about it.
About our day of blessing?
Yeah, all about it.
I'll believe that when I hear it.
I bet you will, too. It sounds terrific.
Really?
Yes, really. It had me completely... completely foolproof.
Meaning what?
That he remembers everything.
Do you, darling?
It's strange as it may seem.
It does.
Every detail, even to your dress.
Even that?
Yeah, I was saying how lovely you looked.
Yes, I must say you did. Jolly lovely.
Don't tell me you remember, too.
Oh, no. Of course not.
Then how do you know?
Well, from Tony's description. I've got a complete photograph.
Photograph?
You know, in my mind.
What are you talking about?
Well, it's obvious, surely. I've got a complete mental snap. I've been expecting it for years. mental picture, I mean. And a wonderful picture at that.
Wonderful imagination.
You're not convinced?
No, or not likely to be.
A challenge?
If you like.
You lose.
Will I?
Oh, of course you will. I can picture it now. Strolling along the beach together, hand in hand, clambering over the background.
Oh.
Over the rocks. You're skirting round the cave.
Skirting round?
Well, you didn't want to trip up in the dark. Davy, for heaven's sake.
That's it. You're in the dark about the cave.
Well, it was a joke.
Nonsense.
You're determined not to believe me.
You expect me to? I doubt if you even remember when it was.
He does, you know. Septan's talking to me.
I wouldn't count on that.
About 7 years ago. Am I right?
Mysteriously enough.
Oh, now, look, Anne. I know I got muddled, but Tony could hardly have guessed.
He could.
Well, he didn't. Did you, Tony?
No.
Truthfully?
I can truthfully say I didn't guess.
So there you are.
All right. Oh. I believe you.
Gosh, that's a relief. I wonder what's happened to Jill.
What time did she say she'd be here?
Well, she ought to be here now.
Do you think we ought to take Max, Tony?
Oh, might as well. There's a chance of thunder.
Oh, dear, is there?
We'll call you for papers. Still, we may be lucky.
You certainly were last time.
Lucky?
Oh, a lovely, warm September day.
Not a cloud in our sky.
It rained all the time we were there.
Rain?
That's why we sheltered in the cave.
Oh, yes. Yes, it all comes back to me now.
Don't be silly.
Yeah, but it can't have done. Not all the time.
Why?
Well, that snap of you was obviously taken when you... Oh, dear.
I might have known.
I'm sorry, darling, but...
It's no good being sorry.
Well, I thought you'd be hurt.
Oh, you'll be ridiculous. I expect you to forget things, but I don't expect you to... That'll be Jill.
Well, I'm sure Tony meant it for the best.
You go and answer the door and leave Tony to fight his own battles.
It's fairer that way.
Yes, all right.
I don't think you can afford to be hearty to David. You've ruined his day.
No, I'm sorry.
I don't know why husbands have to behave like this. I really don't. You couldn't be more furtive if you were an enemy agent.
Well, it's a good job I'm not at the court every time. Forgive me?
I suppose so. Well, for David's sake.
You know, Anne, it does come back to me.
Oh, come now, Tony.
No, it does, really. I can picture it.
Oh, no, not again.
Dashing for shelter, drenched to the skin.
Clambering over the background.
You lost the shoe in the sand.
Yes, so I did.
And I went back for it.
My, how you came.
Huddled together in that gloomy little cave.
Wondering if the rain was ever going to stop.
Huddling closer and not caring if it poured. You're right. I was romantic.
Then?
Yes. What happened? You protested, remember? Well, really, Tony, nobody would ever believe we were married.
I remember your reply. When in Rome, do what the Romans do.
What did I mean?
We were in a cave.
Yes, I think that's best forgotten.
It made me giggle at the time, but then it was that sort of day.
That sort of day and this sort of hard
all. Oh, Tony, no. I'm all ready to go out.
No, when you say I say.
Oh, I love your dress, Jill.
You really like it?
Most attractive and beautifully cool.
You need it today. Don't you think it's attractive, David?
Yes,
sir. It's terrible close, isn't it?
Yes, but I don't think it matters. trust David. Are you ready to move off? If you are.
I'll take the picnic out of the car.
Oh, I'll come and help.
Go out the back way. I'll lock up after you.
All right.
What happened?
Happened?
Oh, nothing.
And everything's all right again?
Not a cloud in our sky.
Oh, gosh, that's wonderful. But how on earth?
Oh, I'll tell you later. We'll never get there at this rate.
I wonder how far it is.
About 50-odd miles.
As if you remember.
I do.
I suppose it's all come back to you.
Strange as it may seem.
It does.
Oh, now, look, I've had enough trouble with Anne. You'll have to take my word for it. Go on, off you go. I'll be with you in a second.
Yes, all right. Yes, Psyche's leads here somewhere. No. Yeah, what's Blessington? Oh, here it is. What's Blessington really like?
Oh, it's no good asking me, old boy. Or Anne. We saw it through rose-tinted glasses. But then, come to think of it, so will you.
I will.
Obviously. You've got your new car. On the other hand, Jill may take rather a jaundiced view.
Why?
Two reasons. I doubt if she's all that interested in cars.
Oh, she's not, actually.
Or in geology.
We'll never get there at this rate.
Ah, there he is now.
And Psyche.
David!
Yes?
The car's locked.
No, sorry.
Hello there. Are you coming too? Where's Tony?
No, locking up. Oh, just a second. I'll open the back door. There we are. Dear Psyche, get out. Anne wants to put the things in. You won't come if you're not careful. Psyche? Now, where's everybody going to sit? Will you come in front, Jill?
No, I'll go with Anne.
Oh, all right then. Men in the front, girls at the back. Dogs in the boot.
Come on, then. You can sit between us. What do you think of your rival, Jill? Not you, the car. I think it's absolutely beautiful.
Not you, the car.
Oh, and I just noticed. Isn't that your new hat?
Minus the feather.
But why? It was a magnificent feather.
I rather lost confidence after asking Tony how it looked.
Why? What did he say?
As if I'd been harpooned.
Oh. Oh, dear, did he? I'm sorry to laugh.
Laugh while you may. It may be your turn next.
My turn?
You've got a new car.
Well, I don't see what he could say about that.
You know the Duncans, Lionel and Betty?
Yes?
They took us out in their new car the other day. I sat in the back with Betty, and I've never felt so uncomfortable.
Why? Were you crushed?
Not in the least. Neither was Tony. Hard as they tried.
You don't mean he actually found fault with the car?
Fault?
Really?
19 of a dozen. Well, at least 6 anyway.
Oh, gosh. How did Lionel take it?
Like a man, sulked all the way home.
Now, let's be fair. Tony was rather tactless.
He started by being nice about it.
Well, I should hope so.
Every time.
Every time?
Beautiful job, Lionel, old boy. But. Wonderful cars with the money. But. They'll cruise all day at 50.
But.
Then it really started.
Honestly, I'm surprised at Tony.
Oh, I don't know. I think we're all the same if we have a pet subject.
We like to air our knowledge.
Exactly. And don't forget, he can be just as critical about his own car.
Well, I thought he was so pleased with it.
No, yes. But it was a complete nightmare at first. Even I was worried, and not without cause. There was always the chance of a breakdown.
Really?
Oh, good gracious, yes, his nerves are in a shocking state.
That doesn't sound like Tony.
Neither did he. Did he, David?
No, he was hardly on the verge of a breakdown.
No, but he was definitely hearing things.
Hearing things?
Strange noises, rattles and squeaks that weren't really there.
Well, that can happen to... that can happen to anybody with a new car.
Even to you.
Well, I haven't heard any so far.
You will before the day is out.
Oh, now, look, Anne, I'm sure you're exaggerating.
You wouldn't say that if you'd seen how poor Lionel looked. There's only one way to describe it.
As if he'd been harpooned. Oh, sorry.
As if he'd been hypnotized.
Hypnotized?
Yes, and so he had in a way.
Oh, by Tony, I suppose.
Naturally.
Oh, I'd like to know how.
The power of suggestion. Annoying little rattle you've got there, Lionel, little boy. Nothing to worry about, of course. All these modern cars have them. There it is again. Hear it? There. Hear it that time? There.
Yes? No, I say, steady on. I'm nearly under already. See, if that's the word I want, do you go under?
Lionel certainly did.
Well, it's no use. You've gone too far. I almost believed you at first, but now I know you're pulling my leg.
Not entirely.
Of course you are. I'm sure Tony wouldn't...
Here he comes now.
Oh, jolly good.
I'm sure you will, Poppy.
Start finding fault.
19 of a dozen. I shouldn't let it get you down.
No, don't worry. I won't. Forewarned is... in the front, Tony. There you are.
Sorry to hold you up. Thought I'd bring the rug. We need it for the picnic. Would you take it, Anne?
Yes, of course.
And this. A bottle of wine to celebrate the occasion.
I say, how wonderful. We'll have to crack it across the bonnet and give a... What am I saying? I'm my own worst enemy. It's jolly nice of you, Tony.
Ah, that was silly. It ought to have been champagne, but we happen to be out at the moment.
She's worthy of champagne.
Yes, beautiful little jar. But...
thought you were going to start something. You're going to say something.
No.
Oh, sorry. Now then, let's see. I keep forgetting where the self starts. Ah, here we are. No.
Ticks over jolly quietly.
Listen,
you know, it's amazing. I often wonder who designed these cars. Why put the self-starter over here? You've got to lean right across to reach it, haven't you?
Yes. Yes, you have.
No need for it to be there.
None.
Ridiculous. Still, it's only a minor fault.
Well, never mind. It's the beginning. We're beginning to get hot in here.
It'll be all right when we're moving.
No sooner said than done. Oh, picks up well, though I say it myself. Which way do I go?
Left at the top, then left again.
Oh, right. Comfortable at the back?
Very. How does she compare with your other car?
Oh, good gracious, there's no comparison. She's so much easier to drive.
Oh, David, old boy, stop at the next tobacconist, would you? I'm out of cigarettes.
Oh, yes, of course. She doesn't use a quarter of the petrol, either.
Hmm, wonderful little cars for the money.
But.
But what?
Oh, well, they had their fault.
Oh, for goodness sake.
Where now? Straight on. Tony?
Hmm? No, first left. I wonder what that is.
What?
That rattle.
Hello, here we go again.
Here we go, left again. That's right.
Sorry, you were saying?
You're bound to get the odd rattle with these mass productions. There it is again. Get it?
Listen.
Behind the dashboard somewhere. There. Get it now?
No, but I'm beginning to.
I can't hear it, can you, do? Well, no, not at the moment.
That's often the case with these confounded rattles. They're not there all the time.
No, you just imagine they are.
That's not what I meant.
Sorry?
It's simple enough to cure if we could only locate it.
I gather you know absolutely everything about cars, Tony.
Come on, wouldn't there?
Don't be silly, of course you do. You've always got the engine in pieces.
Not in pieces, dear, down.
Oh, so there you are. You must know everything.
Well, I know a bit about my own car, but that's about all.
Oh, nonsense, Tony. I'm sure you'll get anybody down. Take anybody to pieces. Any engine. I've never known anybody like you.
Mutual.
No, seriously, it's true.
Let's forget it, shall we?
No, look, Tony, nobody could be more impressed.
Could you stop at that corner? There's a tobacconist there.
Yes, all right.
Thank you.
I won't be a moment. Oh, dear.
Hello, Frankie's woken up.
It's about time I did. Honestly, I seem to be caught in trouble all round.
Oh, come on, Poppy, cheer up. We've got the whole day in front of us.
I find that rather depressing for you.
Don't be so gloomy. It'll all have blown over by the time we get to Blessington.
Well, let's hope so.
Have you ever been there, Jill?
No, never. Is it pretty?
Enchanting little place.
But?
But what?
Oh, I don't know, but there's bound to be something. It's that sort of day. So, this is Blessington.
Yes, this is it. Did you find somewhere to park the car?
Yes, up that little street over there.
Oh.
Well, Anne and Jill gone?
They walked back to that antique shop Anne saw on the way down to the front.
Oh, I see. Now, are we expected to follow?
Probably. Hope springs eternal. They'll be back in a second.
I'm sorry about... Well, about the misunderstanding in
the
car.
Oh, gracious. Don't give it another thought. I understood. Well, perhaps that's going too far. Let's say I understood you.
Oh, jolly good. Well, what are we going to do with ourselves now we're here?
Oh, I don't know about you and Jill, but our afternoon was planned before we started, down to the last detail.
It was?
Oh, naturally. Believe me, Anne didn't suggest coming here just for a breath of sea air.
For what, then?
A breath of the past. There's a strong air of sentiment, and that's something women can't resist.
Oh, so what will you do?
What do you think?
Stroll along the beach together?
Hand in hand. Bark our shins on those confounded rocks. Find that dreary little cave.
Well, you're obviously going to enjoy every minute of it.
Oh, I don't really mind. I'm quite happy to do it for Anne's sake, bless her. But it won't work, you know. These sentimental journeys never do.
Oh, I don't see why not.
For the reason I gave you this morning. The first time you're there, you're seeing them through rose-tinted glasses. You go back, and what do you find?
You've come without your specs.
Exactly.
Oh, but by the way, where's Psyche got to? Oh, there you are.
What were you two talking about?
Oh, hello, darling.
What were you talking about, Sir Ernest?
The past. Cars we have known. Did you see anything you liked?
There was nothing very exciting, was there, Jill?
Not very.
Well, what are we going to do?
As if you didn't know.
I thought it might be fun to, to retrace our steps, go for a stroll along the beach,
hand in hand, bark your shins on
David Elbar. We've had enough for one day. How do you feel, darling? You like to go for a stroll?
Along the beach?
Yes.
Not in these shoes.
Good gracious, you really come without your specs.
What do you mean?
Nothing, it was a joke.
Didn't you bring any other shoes?
I meant to, but I forgot. You take Jill, David. I'm sure she'd like to go.
Would you?
Love to.
Well, I know you would.
I shouldn't go too far, though. There's rather an ominous crowd over there.
Oh, gosh, you're right. Well, we better get started. Coming, Jill?
Yes.
Cheerio. We'll meet you back at the car in about half an hour.
All right, everybody.
Bye.
Well, what are we going to do?
Did you really want to, retrace our steps?
Yes, of course.
How much?
Very much.
Enough to buy me a pair of shoes?
Let's make for the Mermaid. 14th century, recently restored, fully licensed, and open at this moment. Oh, dear. Thunder.
Oh, dear. I hope they don't go too far.
Impossible with David. Oh, sorry. Sorry, I shouldn't. You coming?
Yes, all right. It is a charming little place, you know.
Warm and sunny with occasional thunderstorms. It never stopped.
Oh, I don't know. Did for a time.
Not for long.
You sound very morose. What's the matter? Feeling tired?
A bit.
Ah, it's the air.
Well, so psyche, apparently. Look at her. Out to the world. At least she enjoyed her day out.
Why, at least. I thoroughly enjoyed myself, and so did Anne.
Ah, you're just saying that.
No, I'm not. We had a wonderful time. The odd drink, then a nap in that lounge at the Mermaid. An excellent tea with homemade scones piping hot. Yes, it's a pity you were too late. We couldn't have enjoyed ourselves more.
Well, it's certainly more than I can say. Dashing for shelter.
Clambering over the rocks.
Yes, how right you were. You ought to see my shins.
Oh, poor old lad.
What's more, I didn't find sheltering in a cave a bit romantic. And that's rather depressing in a way. After all, it can only mean that... Well,
you're not in love?
Obviously.
Well, not necessarily. You were bound to have conflicting emotions, you know.
What on earth do you mean?
Your new car was out in the rain. I should wait till you've had it a few months, then take Jill there again.
I say, that's a thought. Mm. And we can afford to go back.
Afford to?
After today.
Meaning what?
We went without our specs.
That was A Life of Bliss. The artists taking part were David Bliss, George Cole, Anne Fellows, Diana Churchill, Tony Fellows, Colin Gordon, Psyche, the dog, Percy Edwards, Jill Leslie, Denise Brown. This program, which was recorded, was written by Godfrey Harrison and produced by Leslie Bridgemont. Thank you.